Daniele Russo. Book 4, Chapter 12 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English People, written by the Venerable Bede. Chapter 12. How Haedi succeeded Lutherius in the bishopric of the West Saxons. How Cuichelm succeeded Putta in the bishopric of the Church of Rochester, and was himself succeeded by Gedmund, who were then bishops of the Northumbrians, between 673 to 681 AD. Lutherius was the fourth bishop of the West Saxons, for Birinius was the first, Agilbert the second, and Winni the third. When Coinwalch, in whose reign the said Lutherius was made bishop, died, the sub-kings took upon them the government of the nation, and dividing it among themselves, held it for about 10 years. And during their rule he died, and Haedi succeeded him in the bishopric, having been consecrated by Theodore in the city of London. During his episcopate, Caedwalla, having subdued and removed the sub-kings, took upon himself the supreme authority. When he had held it for 2 years, and whilst the same bishop still governed the church, at length impelled by love of the heavenly kingdom, he quitted it, and, going away to Rome, ended his days there, as shall be said more fully hereafter. In the year of our Lord, 676, when Ethelred, king of the Mercians, ravaged Kent with a hostile army, and profaned churches and monasteries, without regard to pity or the fear of God, in the general destruction he laid waste the city of Rochester. Putta, who was bishop, was absent at that time. But when he understood that his church was ravaged, and everything taken away from it, he went to Sexwulf, bishop of the Mercians, and having received of him a certain church and a small piece of land, ended his days there in peace, in no way endeavouring to restore his bishopric, for, as has Keen said above, he was more industrious in ecclesiastical than in worldly affairs, serving God only in that church, and going wherever he was desired to teach church music. Theodore consecrated Cuichelm, bishop of Rochester, in his stead. But he, not long after, departing from his bishopric for want of necessaries, and withdrawing to other parts, Gedmund was put in his place by Theodore. In the year of our Lord 678, which is the 8th year in the reign of Egfrid, in the month of August, appeared a star called a comet, which continued for 3 months, rising in the morning, and sending forth, as it were, a tall pillar of radiant flame. The same year a dissension broke out between King Egfrid and the most reverend prelate Wilfrid, who was driven from his see, and two bishops substituted for him, to preside over the nation of the Northumbrians, namely Bosa, to govern the province of the Deiri, and Eata, that of the Bernicians, the former having his episcopal see in the city of York, the latter either in the church of Hagelstald or in Lindisfarne, both of them promoted to the episcopal dignity from a community of monks. With them also Eadhaed was ordained bishop for the province of Lindsey, which King Egfrid had but newly acquired, having defeated Wulfhere and put him to flight, and this was the first bishop of its own which that province ever had. The second was Ethelwen, the third Edgar, the fourth Cinibert, who is there at present. Before Eadhaed, Sexwulf was bishop as well of that province as of the Mercians in the Midland Angles, so that, when expelled from Lindsey, he continued in the government of those provinces. Eadhaed, Bosa, and Eata were ordained at York by Archbishop Theodore, who also, 3 years after the departure of Wilfrid, added two bishops to their number, Tunbert appointed to the church of Hagelstald, Eata still continuing in that of Lindisfarne, and Trumwine to the province of the Picts, which at that time was subject to English rule. Eadhaed returned from Lindsey, because Ethelred had recovered that province, was placed by Theodore over the church of Ripon. End of Book 4, Chapter 12 of the ecclesiastical history of the English people.